Thanks, Jim, and a very good evening to all from our annual conference here in Upper Hutt. As usual, the weekend commenced with a meeting of council here on Friday morning. The following is a report on the business discussed. I first welcomed incoming council members Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH, Simon Lewis, ZL4PLM, and Terry Thomas, ZL4TAE. Michael Owen, VK3KI, President of the Wireless Institute of Australia, and John Longaroo, VK3PX, Treasurer of the Wireless Institute of Australia, were invited guests who were also present. Next, Council elected Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, as Vice President. Vaughan was elected unopposed. Following a suggestion from Evan Sayer, the Association Treasurer, Council agreed that a review of the current NZART constitution is to be undertaken. One of the main aims of this review is to gain charitable status and potentially save having to pay tax. Council formally approved a submission from the Radio Electronics Group, granting them NZART branch status. Council again thanked Evan Sayer for ensuring the association's financial audit was completed in a timely and professional manner. Council resolved that subscriptions for 2012 will remain at $95 for transmitting or non-transmitting individual memberships. Those members who pay their subscriptions before the 30th of November will go in a draw to win a dual-band handheld radio. A membership promotion will be undertaken this year, with a further handheld being offered as a prize. Payment for the new members must be received by the 31st of December. Council are very conscious of falling membership and encourage newcomers to the association and feel a membership drive with the opportunity to win a prize may assist in increasing members to the association. More about these special prize draws will be advised in HQ InfoLine once Council has finalised the detail. Council also wished to emphasise the need for all branches and members to subscribe to HQ InfoLine. This was an initiative by Jim, ZL2BHF, some years ago, and is now scribed by Jamie Pye, ZL2NN, as a form of communication to members between the bi-monthly issues of Break-In and the monthly NZART official broadcast. HQ InfoLine is sent via email fortnightly and contains many updates from Council, FIMTAG, awards, etc., so that members get the most up-to-date information. To make sure that you receive HQ InfoLine, just complete the details on the NZART webpage. Saturday morning proceedings commenced properly at 8:30 a.m, having confirmed a quorum of 1,145 members being represented. Following my report from Council, I concluded with a recommendation to the AGM from Council that ZL2TAR be awarded honorary life membership to NZART. This was received with acclamation by attendees of the AGM. At this time, just prior to morning tea, we had a small adjournment where Chris Hipkins, MP for Rimutaka, welcomed us to Upper Hutt, followed by Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, who gave a very insightful account of his traumatic experience during the 22nd of February earthquake in Christchurch, where he was attending a medical conference at the Grand Chancellor Hotel. As usual, Stuart was able to make us all smile, even about such a catastrophic event. I am sure those in attendance at the AGM from Christchurch appreciated Stuart's presentation, as it was not only very graphically informative, but typical of how us Kiwis are able to keep going in trying times and keep a sense of humour. The minutes from our AGM last year in Auckland were confirmed. Then Evan Sayer, the Association Treasurer, briefly detailed the annual reports, further emphasising a need to review our constitution in order to gain charitable status. Evan also reminded us that in 1998, the Association was operating with a deficit of over $200,000. However, now we have reserves of over this amount. He did warn that while this shows that we have essentially managed to overcome financial difficulties, there still remains the need to increase membership. All officers' reports were presented and accepted. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the hard-working officers of the association, who are obviously undertaking their roles with professionalism and effectiveness, as there were no questions from the floor seeking clarification of any reports. REMIT discussions commenced with some very robust discussion. It was great to see that so many branches had actively considered each REMIT, as 4 of the 13 presented required a vote of counts. The results are as follows. REMIT 1 carried on a vote count. REMIT 2 lost on a vote count. REMIT 3 lost on voices. REMIT 4 lost on voices. REMIT 5 lost on voices. REMIT 6 lost on voices. REMIT 7, having received an amendment to include 160 metres, which was passed by the floor, was carried on a vote count. REMIT 8 was lost on a vote count. REMIT 9 lost on voices. REMIT 10 lost on voices. REMIT 11 lost on voices, while REMITs 12 and 13 were both withdrawn. Throughout the REMIT discussions, I included some presentations of awards to break the intensity of the meeting. I am very pleased to announce recipients of the ZL1HV Arthur Godfrey Branch Awards were Neil Gibbons, ZL2TNG, Maurie Vile, ZL2ADP, both from Upper Hutt Branch, Paul Jono Jonasson, ZL1UP from the Hamilton Branch, Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, Nelson Branch, and Morris McNabb, ZL3MEM, from Christchurch West Branch. I thank those branches who have taken time to submit these very worthy nominees for consideration and the opportunity to reward and publicly recognise the efforts of their members. The citations for these awards will appear in the August issue of Break-In. North Shore Branch received the Rothschild Cup this year, with a total of 13 successful candidates passing their amateur radio examination in 2010. Letitia, Topsy, Scott took the floor, inviting us all to attend the annual conference in Nelson next year. Topsy and the branch president, Paul, ZL2CQ, have considerable plans underway for what promises to be a very entertaining and fun event. I look forward to meeting many of you there. This year, from a Nelson branch initiative and sponsorship, a new award was introduced to recognise a 100% pass mark, that's 60 out of 60, result in their examination in the year preceding conference for amateurs not otherwise eligible in the Best Examination Youth Achievement Award. There were 3 recipients of this award for 2010. Suzette James, ZL2SGC of the Nelson branch, Jonathan McKenzie, ZL3JDM, Christchurch branch, and Murray Smith, ZL2MJS, Lower Hutt branch. Well done to you all. The best examination result went to Thomas Fellows, ZL3PSG, age 16, for a pass of 55 out of 60. There were no nominations for Young Amateur of the Year award, therefore Nelson Sound, who have offered to sponsor this in future years, generously agreed to offer it to our best examination result recipient. Congratulations, Thomas, on receiving a dual band handheld. The meeting proceeded to general business, with a motion being put from ZL3BM that a vote of no confidence be placed on all current councillors. This was seconded by ZL2TDD, but was lost on voices. Stephen Cooper, ZL2WAU of Tararua Branch, asked branches to look through their archives for any amateur radio videos or DVDs here in New Zealand that can be used on their Tararua regional TV station, which will soon be also broadcasting on other regional TV stations. Finally, I was very pleased to announce this year's very worthy recipient of the Amateur of the Year Award was David Searle, ZL3 DWS for the tremendous results he achieved in his build-a-thon projects. David has recently moved from Christchurch for obvious reasons to Bondi in Australia. David was contacted later in the evening by Terry Carroll, ZL3QL. Terry reported David was home overwhelmed at the recognition of his work and has asked that I read out his thanks to you all. Warm fraternal greetings from North Bondi, Sydney. I was greatly surprised, yet proud, to learn that I had become NZART Amateur of the Year. Proud because it acknowledges the success achieved by so many Canterbury radio amateurs and beyond with the ZL3 Radio Build-A-Thon project. Hundreds of Canterbury kids now know what amateur radio is and which end of a hot soldering iron to grab to build a simple radio. So does Mum and Dad, school friends and all the others who would listen to a kid so proud that his or her first radio really works. If we each share our enthusiasm for a great hobby with just one young person, their interest in radio, communicating and electronics could last a lifetime. When you return to your branch, wouldn't it be great to hold just one event each year when you invite the local kids, parents, anybody to build something with your members? It's fun, it builds community, and it could spark an interest that lasts a lifetime. 73. Have a great evening and a most successful conference. David, ZL3DWS, VK2DWS. Hasn't taken David long to get himself a VK call sign. Many thanks, David. We miss you. As I said in my last official broadcast, we have had some very excellent news that Cordia will not be charging NZART for the rental on their sites for the next 5 years. Although we have yet to confirm this in a formal contract, Vaughan Henderson's at our 1TGC at Otago Branch 30 are to be heartily congratulated for their by no means small involvement in bringing this about. My thanks to you all. The WIA President, Michael Owen, VK3KI, spoke to the meeting, informing us all about the events of the Wireless Institute of Australia in the past year. Michael is very keen to promote VK attendance at the NZART conference weekend and encourages ZL hams to do the same in Australia.
The final order of the day was to appoint the Stirrers Award. This year the recipient was Topsy ZL2LS for appearing in her very skimpy red night attire and almost causing Roy to return to smoking having received such a shock. The meeting concluded at 2:59, followed immediately by the AREC Forum.
The forum commenced with a presentation from Jeff Chapman, ZL3PX, on AREC's involvement in the Christchurch earthquake. Matthew Lloyd then gave a presentation on his role with the Red Cross Telecom Response Unit. Then Jeff announced their new training, National Training Officer, who is Brian Purdy, ZL2ADL. Richard, ZL1BNQ, gave a brief overview on the old training modular system AREC have used in the past, with a view of modernising it. Finally, Bill Olson, ZL4AE, gave a presentation on his six-week trip with Red Cross to Tunisia. IARU. Running concurrently with the forum was a forum by the IARU committee, who are busy preparing budgets to submit to council for delegates to attend the WRC conference in Geneva in 2012 and the IARU Region 3 conference in Ho Chi Minh City in 2012. Saturday evening commenced with a wonderful talk from guest speaker Ian Johnson, known for his presentation of the original Crime Watch series and various radio and TV broadcasts. After a sumptuous meal, we could dance the night away with a rock and roll band featuring songs from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Sunday morning saw a little more precipitation than was expected. However, the usual AGMs and forums were not deterred. At the Wairo AGM, Margaret, ZL1MB, was re-elected as President. Kathy, ZL2ADK, was elected Vice President. Lynette, ZL1LL, Secretary. And Janet, ZL1JAN, Treasurer. Topsy, ZL2LS, won the Thelma Super Memorial Contest, with Sharon, ZL2BQ, second, and Catherine VK4GH 3rd. The OEM section went to Bill Cousins ZL2AYZ. The spam and OT AGMs were also held on Sunday morning with no changes there either. 25 members attended the AMSAT ZL AGM chaired by President Terry Carroll ZL3QL. There were no changes to the committee. KiwiSat progress is now very near completion, hardware-wise, and software is progressing well. Over 45 members attended the KiwiSat forum. Ian ZL1AOX ran a presentation which included a short video by Fred Kennedy, ZL1BYP, on the clean room at Massey University in Albany, showing the almost complete KiwiSat. Ian then introduced via Skype Clayton Gumbrell, VK1TKA in Canberra, Australia, who described the software development, a first at an NZART conference. Terry Osborne, ZL2BAC, completed the presentation, showing his progress with the ground station telemetry decoding software. Included in the Sunday afternoon programs were forums on Police Digital Radio by ZL2FY, STSP Repeater Build by ZL2TW, Voice Over Internet Protocol by ZL2UDF, VHF UHF by ZL4PLM, APRS by Max ZL2MAX, Pixie 11 Jota Construction Project by ZL1TGC, and D-Star by Eddie Ross from ICOM. This evening we are to be entertained by Don Wilson, whose claim to fame was the song Big Norm back in the 1970s. Now, as rumours abound, and to dispel any further rumours, yes, I did indeed share my conference accommodation with the General Secretary. This proved to be very worthwhile, as we both have a considerable amount to discuss and prepare for each day's events. A conference first? Well, just to keep things honest, Debbie's husband Steve was also there as a chaperone. Finally, my thanks go to the Upper Hutt Branch for putting on another excellent annual conference.